50 years ago, the world teetered on the brink of chaos. Mercenaries, armed with advanced mobile suit technology and backed by massive corporations, waged war on their corporate and political enemies unchecked. Finally, the nations of the world banded together under the Terran Union and launched an all-out war against the mercenaries and their allies. In the end, their technology was confiscated, and their sponsors were dissolved. Peace settled over the planet and her outlying colonies at last. However, 3 years ago, an organization called the Crimson Empire rose in former China and Russia and seceded from the Union, igniting a massive and bloody civil war. As a ravaged planet waits for the fighting to end, Melinda Roman acts as a goodwill ambassador to both sides, singing messages of love and hope for weary civilians and soldiers. So popular has she become that she has been designated the world's most important person. Anyone found responsible for harming her dooms not only himself, but his entire nation.
Nobody's here. I know you said this was a small base, but...
Not when they don't know you're coming.
Is that so? Oh, this is why I'm not big on surprise visits. I like having a big reception. Plus, you never know how good security is on visits like these.
Don't worry. They won't dare harm you while I'm around. If anyone lays a finger on you uninvited, I'll make sure they never see the sun again.
No need to be so dramatic, General. But I do appreciate the thought.
My pleasure. It's hard to do anything but grand gestures in my position.
Yet manners are not lost on you. I can tell you had a good upbringing. I hope you don't scare off the fans.
Unfortunately, I have army business to attend to. Sergeant Gainsborough will accompany you. Ah, there he is.
Sir!
Gainsborough, I have business with the CO here. See to Melinda's safety.
Yes, sir!
I'll be back once your plane is ready.
Thank you, General! Well, Nova, I hope you can keep me safe.
You needn't worry, ma'am.
Don't call me that! I'm not old yet!
Sorry, ma'am. I mean, sorry. You'll be fine with me.
I hope so. You don't have half the presence of General Drake.
I'm barely out of combat school, so I can't expect to. I was best in my class at close quarters battle, though.
I suppose that's better than nothing. Come on, dear. I have fans to entertain.
Captain Mueller.
It's Major now, General. What brings you to my office in this backwater camp? Have a seat. Brandy or scotch? I've been saving a good Pinot Noir if you're interested.
Neither, thank you. It will be short. Melinda Roman is here on a surprise visit and has requested that I be her escort for the night.
And she chose this place?
Anywhere she can find fans, she told me.
It's an honor to host her. I wish you'd warned me, though. Security is rather lax right now, what with the concert. None of our off-duty garrison has even returned yet.
Speaking of security, would you mind looking at these reports for me?
Let's see. Yes, this looks familiar.
It does?
Yes. For the past 24 hours, this area has been experiencing heavy jamming. Even now, we can't hail HQ except by snail mail.
Do you think the Union is up to something?
I was hoping you could tell me. You've always been better at the big picture.
And ever since high school, you fought one battle at a time. I've always envied your tactical thinking. I think I do fancy a glass of scotch on the rocks.
Coming right up? Back in high school, the battlefield was just a football pitch. Nowadays, they need people like us in harm's way so the grunts know what to do. So, what's your assessment?
The timing is too convenient. We are relaxed from Melinda's visit and unable to communicate with each other.
Then you believe this is the Union's doing?
Most likely. However, we haven't received any of their encrypted signals since this started. Either they are observing a blackout or jamming themselves.
What would they gain from that?
A surprise attack at secret locations by forces already deployed before the blackout.
I'll double the guard and have every armored unit on standby.
What's your garrison?
About 100 infantry, 2 attack choppers, and 5 corps. Most of our infantry and crews are off duty and in town. If they attack in force, we'll be massacred.
I'd better cut Melinda's visit short then. Even if they do wait until morning to resume the conflict, I can't take any chances.
I'd have done the same. Shame you have to leave so early. I was looking forward to catching up.
Then you've got a lot of work to do. Rank doesn't come easy.
You know what I mean, you stuffy bastard. Where are you off to after this?
I'll be in the area for at least a month. There's a major operation in the works, so you won't be bored for long.
Glad to hear it. Signing requisition forms is such a bore. My mech is gathering dust in its hangar.
So you still have it. We'll need your skill soon enough.
It's about time. Skilled pilots are becoming hard to find.
This war has dragged on too long already. Keeping men like you in offices won't help.
Pilots never lose their thirst for excitement. I'm no exception. Let me know when you're leaving. I have a few confidential letters that need to be delivered by hand.
There's a sergeant with me named Gainsborough. I'll have him get them.
Understood. Take care, General Sir.
And you, Major.
Jeez, you'd make a terrible bodyguard, Nova.
I thought that guy was trying to grab you.
I wanted an autograph, dummy. Oh, I hope you didn't break the poor guy's arm.
Not quite, but he won't be able to use it for about 12 hours.
Sheesh, hardcore, man.
Like I said, first in my class. Sorry if I upset you.
It takes a lot to upset me, babe. You're just a hot-blooded young male. I like that.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Now I know you'll be a lot of fun if I start pressing your buttons.
But I might hurt you if you make me too mad.
You'd hurt this face?
No.
It's okay, dear. You've been a first-class escort. Lots of bang for the buck, I should say.
You're not paying me.
Nope. In fact, when we get back to town, I'm doing some late-night snacking on your dime.
My dime? I thought you were rich and famous.
I forgot my purse. And are you saying you wouldn't buy anything for me? And here I thought you were a fan. Oh, I guess it's my fault for putting too much faith in you.
I never said I wouldn't. I was just a little surprised.
When you're with me, expect the unexpected.
I'm beginning to understand.
And that is?
That until the general gets back, I am your slave.
Bingo! Drake is far too manly and old to be my slave. I need young boys.
That's the second time you've said something like that, and it's creeping me out.
Relax! You're just too much fun to mess with. I'm going to have way too much fun with you.
I think we should go find the general.
I guess you're right. This place is a dump, and I'm tired of wearing heels.
Let me call and see where he is.
What was that?
We're under attack!
But they're not supposed to...
Hello?
Gainsborough, wherever you are, get Melinda to safety immediately. Protect her with your life. Understood?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Where are you taking me?
Away from here. We need to find a shelter.
I need to call my manager.
What do you think this is, a traffic incident? We are in serious danger here and we need to go somewhere safe!
But...
No buts! Shut up and run!
Status. 3 to 6 enemy corps have entered the base from the south. Exact numbers are unconfirmed.
What of our response? Have the attack helicopters launched?
One was shot down as it tried to take off by some long-range weapon. The other was shot down on the tarmac.
And our armored units?
Deploying now, sir. Infantry is responding with anti-armor ordnance, but there are so few of them, they can't possibly...
I'm going to my core.
Sir?
I said I'm going to fight their armor with mine. Have the crew prep it for battle immediately.
I'll get you a flight suit prep, sir.
No time for that. I can pilot without it. Get all non-combat personnel to safety.
Sir! Number 4? Sanchez, you haven't checked in yet.
Sorry, Kier. Green 4 standing by. I'm picking up the asteroid and radar 10 kilometers ahead.
Roger that. You comfortable in that logistics cradle back there?
Yes, sir. Target's course isn't changing. It would have seen us by now.
Alright. Squad, approach with caution. This might be an ambush. Number 2, with me. The rest of you spread out and cover us. Watch your sensors, we'll keep you posted.
Send me your video feed so I can record it.
Done. Okay, going in. Looks like there's an installation built into the asteroid. I see a lot of ports, but no weapons. Looks like the habitat's been jettisoned too. You getting this, Sanchez?
Crystal clear, sir. Any radiation?
No, none. Okay, entering the largest port now. Looks like a hangar. But all the equipment's been stripped. This doesn't look much like a mining facility. Alright, preparing to EVA and recon the facility.
Bad idea, sir. I'm picking up inbound bogeys. 6 buzzards and 2... torpedo boats. Why on earth did they bring those?
It doesn't matter. Green team, let's engage the enemy. I'll take point. You know the drill.
Sir, the boats just launched their torpedoes. We have 8 torpedoes inbound. Target... the asteroid!
Roger that, Sanchez. All units, get clear of that asteroid. There's gonna be some fireworks over Sydney. Alright, team. Let's engage the hostiles. Charge your weapons and a super attack formation beta.
Come again, sir!
Sanchez. It's all static. My sensors are going nuts.
I don't know, sir. Was something in that asteroid?
Beats me. What about the enemy?
I can't tell. My radar is jammed.
It's jamming the LC? Alright, all units fall back to the safe zone. Let's get out of here before we have some real company.
Yes, to the shelter!
Are you sure about that? Shouldn't we be running away from all the fighting?
Do you have to make this difficult?
I'm only making it difficult because you're not being nice to me.
This really isn't the time for acting spoiled.
Spoiled? Me? You're digging your own grave, mister.
I didn't intend to be rude.
They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Do I have to apologize?
It won't hurt.
Linda, I apologize for being rude to you.
Apology accepted. Now ask nicely.
Will you please come with me and hurry to the shelter?
Of course. You may take my hand now. Lead the way, Nova.
All right. It's not that much farther. Right now. Get down! Are you okay?
Except the places where you tackled me. Hey, you're hurt.
Huh? Oh, didn't feel it. It's nothing.
Nothing? You've got a big chunk of glass in your back.
Not anymore.
That was really gross.
I said it was nothing. Let's get out of here before he comes back.
Spoke too soon! And here comes another!
Oh crap, they're gonna crash! Melinda!
Cylinder Roman, squashed like a cockroach!
Get off me!
Everything okay, sir?
Fine, except this clod won't let go.
Hold still, sir. There, that should help.
Thanks.
Is this what war is like? Why do I feel so helpless? Oh god, it's getting up. Oh crap, it saw me! Where's Nova? Man, think fast, Mel!
You there! You're from the Union, aren't you? You have no right to be here, understand? Please, withdraw at once! And please point that gun somewhere else!
All the bloody sodding coincidences!
Aren't we grumpy today?
Stuff it, Firth. We got a problem.
You mean there's something worse than being deep inside enemy territory with low ammo and substantial damage?
Believe it or not, yes. I just very nearly crushed Melinda.
Come now, sir. Leave the comedy to the rest of us.
Here, let me show you my video feed.
Oh, this is magnificent. Was this part of your plan, too?
No. What the?
Why are you shouting at me? Wait, he's shielding me? Then who's still shooting? Stop shouting at me, you morons!
Tawny, you're getting pounded!
Why are you sitting still? Move!
Sir, what do we do?
Just cover me!
Sir, your hatch opened. What's wrong?
You there!
Huh? Me?
Yes, you! Get in!
What?
I said get in, you twit!
Well, if you're going to be rude about it... Get out of my way!
Oh, shoving! I need the seat!
There's no room in here!
What were you expecting, Buckingham Palace? Now move, your fat ass, so I can pilot!
That! Oh, that's it! Let me off!
What's going on in there?
In the middle of a battle? Are you insane?
Sir, behind you!
I see them. Hang on, Melinda.
Melinda?
Why? What are you... Don't go so fast!
I said hang on!
Why is Melinda in your cockpit?
What were you thinking, man?
That's dangerous. Can we get her autograph?
Yeah! Do you have any idea how dangerous this is?
Yes, now shut up!
Hey!
Be nice!
Nice!
I am nice! You're just crushing my arm!
Was that another fat comment? Where are we going anyway?
The hell out of here, that's where.
Well, stop wasting time and... Wait a minute! Are you kidnapping me?
What? No!
Actually, you kind of are, sir.
Shut up, Matthew!
I knew it! Oh, you are so dead. When the media finds out about this, my fans will put your head on a spike.
Lovely. I've always wanted to lose my life over an airheaded fat ass like you.
Take that back!
Ah!
Mueller! Status report!
I was hoping you could tell me, sir. I'm ready for sorting.
4 Gladiator class mechs confirmed. All heavily armed and very coordinated.
How has our response been?
Only 2 Heracles left. The rest were...
Never mind, sir. I'm going out to fight them. Where are they?
The sniper is still hiding, and one is at the airstrip. The other 2 are heading there from the command center.
I'll deal with them then. Try to slow them down in the meantime. Anything else I should know?
One of them is behaving erratically. He's causing extreme damage to the facility, but his movements are completely random.
Tell the men to stay away from him until I get there. Where's Melinda?
Unknown. We're searching for her, and I can't raise the guard I left her with.
This is bad.
I know. You deal with the intruders. I'll find Melinda.
Yes, sir. Heading out.
Watch out for that truck!
Let me do the driving, please.
That guy's shooting!
shooting at us!
For the last time, no backseat driving!
I am not!
Do you need some help, sir?
Only if you have a gag on you.
Hey!
Stop hitting me! I can't steer when you're hitting me!
You deserve as much for kidnapping me!
Sir, something fast heading your way.
Where? Never mind, I see it.
Why are they attacking? Don't they know I'm in here?
I don't think so.
Then do something about it! Tell them!
How? Their channels are encrypted.
Then unencrypt them!
Do you even know what you're talking about?
You're losing the fight, you know.
Tell someone who cares!
Just shoot him!
I'm trying!
Jeez, is it really that difficult?
Difficult? Did you trade brain mass for butt mass?
Again with the insults! I have met a lot of egotistical, insensitive spitwads in my time, Mr. Pilot, but you are by far the absolutely, positively worst ever!
Surrender now, Pilot. You have no chance of escape. Come out with your hands up and I'll let your squad leave.
What makes you so sure I'm the leader?
A lucky guess. Now come out before I start blowing parts off.
Hey, you! Get me out of here!
That can't be. Melinda?
At your service. Now get me out of here!
Are you alright?
Yes, but this guy is a total jerk!
I believe the term you used was spitwad.
You stay out of this!
Pilot, you just lost all rights to negotiate.
What's that noise?
He's trying to rip the hatch off.
Good! Serves you right!
Idiot! If he does that, the wreckage could take your head off!
Really?
Yes, really.
Then don't just sit there! Save me! I mean us!
The shaking me isn't helping! About bloody time! We are leaving.
Report!
Enemy units have boarded a transport, sir. Anti-aircraft weapons are standing by.
Stand down. Tell them to stand down. Let them go.
Sir?
That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sanchez!
Sir?
Mind if I sit here? How's the chef's special today?
Sure. These pancakes aren't half bad.
Pancakes? I thought the sign said French toast.
French toast?
Never mind. Hey, I just wanted to say good work out there today.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Just call me Kier. So, was that your first space combat? Well, I guess we can't really call it much more than an engagement.
I've been in a few engagements before. Did I look that bad out there?
Nothing a few months with me won't fix. I'll make an ace out of you yet, Sanchez. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking you looked familiar.
I get that a lot. I used to play bass for Melinda's band. The first one, you know, before she got famous.
Really? No way! You played for Melinda?
Yep. My brother played drums and her boyfriend played lead guitar.
Didn't he, like, disappear or something?
He joined the army a little before I did. He and Melinda kept in touch, until one day he let on he'd been recruited for some top-secret project. We haven't heard from him since.
How long ago was that?
3 years.
Probably for the best. If she's as dedicated to her career as they say, they wouldn't have lasted long.
I don't know. Those two had something special. Me and my brother Jax promised to keep looking for him so she could focus on her career.
3 years is a long time, even for top secret projects. What was his name?
Hector. Hector Tyndale.
Hector Tyndale. If I hear something, I'll let you know.
You don't have to. But thanks. Hey, can I ask you something?
Go right ahead.
Are you sure you didn't notice anything unusual about the asteroid today?
I would tell you, but during debriefing, they told me not to tell anyone about the data I collected.
I go figure. Me and the others got the same treatment.
Is that unusual?
Only when there's something the brass want to keep secret.
I don't get it. But I would like to know why the Empire just chose to blow it up instead of capturing it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But I do hope somebody does. Probably best we keep our noses out of it.
Yeah. Hey, why is everyone so quiet?
Hey, looks like there's something big on the news.
Shh. I'm trying to listen.
And near total devastation. Melinda's manager issued a statement 5 minutes ago that Melinda is in fact missing after taking an unscheduled trip to a small military base after their plane was grounded for repairs. An Imperial general was the last person known to have seen her, but he could not be reached for comment. Witnesses indicate that the area has been experiencing heavy jamming, and that an unknown force believed to be a Union expedition attacked the base and made off with her.
What?
That's just Imperial propaganda, right?
No, this is the Union propaganda channel.
Hope someone down there knows what's going on.
Oh, good. You're alive.
Unfortunately, yes. What are you doing awake?
Making sure you don't become a vegetable. You're lucky the building didn't kill you when it fell on us. We still need this brain at the very least.
Thanks.
Don't screw things up this early. I'm not ready yet, and we can't afford you screwing up the plan because you're getting weak knees around a girl.
Relax. Everything is already in motion. I can afford to have a little fun.
And look where that got us. Lucky we're not hurt too badly.
This was an unexpected turn of events. As they say, Melinda had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but whoever that pilot is, he could be trouble.
Agreed. We can't afford any X-Factors. We'll deal with him eventually. Oh, sounds like the rescue's here.
I'll see you later, then.
Hey! I found another one! Get a stretcher over here! Are you okay, soldier?
Hurt, but we're fine.
Huh?
Sorry. Must have hit my head.
Can't I see the